This is a podcast for CSR 331 by Maggie Wilcox. I think that the target market for this infomercial is people who are looking to make money fast. He definitely knows his target market and does a good job of meeting any possible objections that they might have to buying his product. The three possible objections that I could come up with were, number one, they don't know how to use eBay or think that they don't. Number two, they don't want to invest money for fear of losing it, or they don't have it to begin with. Number three, they don't want to waste a lot of time trying to make a quick dollar. He does a great job of meeting all three of these possible objections head on in the infomercial. For the people who fear that they don't know how to use eBay, so they worry about buying this product, he uses testimonials of current users who are all ages, ranging from college-age people who might be tech-savvy to middle-aged men and women, and even elderly folk. People who he says have never even used eBay before. These people are perfectly placed to make you feel like even you, the average Joe, can make $15,000 a month on eBay. For the people who don't want to invest money for fear of losing it or not having it at all, he has a money-back guarantee. He guarantees that you will make $500 in the first 30 days or you get your money back and you get to keep the books and free DVD. I mean, that sounds like a great deal to anyone. If you buy the book and you don't get what you were looking for, you can just get your money back. He also mentions that his book has a secret formula for selling the unwanted items in your home and that you can get top dollar for these items. Finally, for the people who think that it just sounds like too much work and they don't want to put that much effort into it, he talks about fast track strategies and finding a supply that you can basically set on autopilot. He mentions that there are ways to make money without having to do almost virtually nothing. He says all of this though and leaves a pretty big cliffhanger for you and doesn't go into much detail on it, so it makes people want to buy the book. Overall, I think that he accurately has identified his target market and he does all that he can to meet any possible hesitations they might have and to pull them in and get them to want to try his product.